Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
LSU's Senior Associate Athletics Director, Robert Munson, joins us now from Baton Rouge. Hey, Robert, happy Friday.
Thank you, man. It's almost game day. We're excited down here.
Yeah, it's so weird. We're 3 weeks into the NFL season, and LSU hasn't played a game yet. This is such a bizarre year, 2020. You guys must be really glad that there's finally going to be some football in Death Valley.
Yeah, we can finally see the light at the end of this tunnel, and we're most excited for our student athletes. They've been working hard, ready to play, and they've always wanted to do it in front of fans. I mean, this is Tiger Stadium. It's what we're known for. And look, even if it's 25,000 fans, it's still 25,000 LSU fans, and that's going to be enough for us for now.
Yeah, especially coming off the national championship and that amazing season, having to wait this long to see Tiger football again has been so, so hard on LSU fans. Glad it's back. What's it going to look like in Tiger Stadium when fans show up tomorrow? What is the procedure? What are they going to have to go through? And how are they going to be seated?
Yeah, so there's a few steps to consider, and I'll be honest with you, Dave. It's amazing how used to a lot of these things we all are now. When we started talking about this back in May and June and July, it seemed almost like an alien world to talk about some of the procedures we're doing. But we're all getting accustomed to it, and Tiger Stadium isn't going to be any different from a lot of other places we go now. And the primary thing I would tell people is, number one, download our mobile app, the LSU Sports mobile app. And the reason for that is we're all digital this year. So our tickets are digital, our parking is digital, we're cashless, and you can get your tickets and your parking through that mobile application. And not only that, you're going to get all the news and alerts that you need to know for game day. So please start there, get the app, load up your tickets, and then this is really important, Dave, before people leave their homes to come to campus, Saturday morning, a CDC screening will pop up on your app. It's four quick questions, takes about 15, 20 seconds max. Work your way through those four questions. Do you have a fever? Have you been exposed to anyone with COVID, et cetera? Then you'll get a check mark and you're ready to come to campus. You can show your tickets and your screening to the ticket taker on that app.
25,000 fans. I know some schools would be really happy with that many fans, but Tiger Stadium, over 100,000. Are people going to be scattered throughout the entire stadium to maintain social distancing, so there will be fans in all sections throughout the seating?
There will be fans in all sections. It's going to be a lot lighter in the upper decks than the lower bowl. We tried to keep as many people in the lower bowl as we could. And what we're doing is we're separating groups based on family units and travel parties. So if you come with your wife and kids, or your brother and your sister, whatever your party may be, we're going to make sure that you guys got your tickets together. So you may be a group of four or a group of eight, or maybe just a group of two. And around you will be a 6-foot perimeter or 6-foot space before you get to the next series of pods. So it's not going to look like one out of every four seats. It's going to be groups of families, groups of travel parties together, and then separated by 6 feet. It'll look a little bit different, but we're excited that we got to keep people together.
People will have to keep their masks on, and obviously they can. They're not supposed to leave their pods and interact with people from other pods. Kind of, you get in your seats, and that's where you're spending the game, unless you got to go to the restroom or grab some concessions, huh?
That's right. The masks are required not just in Tiger Stadium, but they're also required on campus. You know, this LSU's campus is obviously a 7-day-a-week place, and it's full of tens of thousands of students and staff and professors and faculty, and we want to be respectful of their policies, which are our policies, and that's masks are required all over campus and in Tiger Stadium.
How do you enforce that? Or do you just count on fans to know you've got to keep your mask on once you get on campus, when you're in the stadium the whole time, and you got to stay in your family pod, don't go wandering off to high-five people 6 feet away from you and that kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, it starts with educating people. And thankfully, again, you know, we've had this, I think, fantastic plan with the Southeastern Conference from the beginning of this to take as much time as we needed to get used to all of this. And so I think as fans, we all know what we need to do and what we should do. The question is, will we do it? And I think we will, because in order to have football with fans, these are the things we're going to have to do. You know, we're going to remind people because, you know, people do forget. People, you know, might have a Coke and some popcorn and forget to put their mask back on. We get all that. We're going to have a lot of people monitoring and watching, reminding people to put their masks on and be respectful of others' space. If we need to, is there an enforcement component? There is, and there always has been in Tiger Stadium. We've always had a fan conduct policy, and if those policies are repeatedly broken, then, you know, everyone's seen it. People are escorted out. We hope we don't get there, though.
Yeah, and I think you made a good point. While the enforcement on the front end is one thing, it's really the long-term ramifications, where if this proves not to work, then down the road at future games, then you have a problem. So let's hope everyone does play by the rules, does follow the mitigation efforts, does protect themselves and others, so we can keep having fans at games and hopefully have more fans at games down the road.
Yeah, make no mistake about it. We're the reigning national champions. The eyes of the sporting world are going to be on us on Saturday. And we want to do this right. We're known for being one of the best game day experiences in the world. We're going to maintain that even with 25% capacity, but we're going to do it responsibly and safely. And like I said, our fans love this team and this program so much. I think we all understand what's at stake. And there may be a couple of outliers. You're going to have that no matter where you are, but we'll work through it and we'll be okay.
Tailgating. So weird when you tell LSU fans don't tailgate. I mean, that's in the DNA of the Tiger brethren. That is tailgating is so much a part of the experience. Everyone, I think, understands why they're being told not to tailgate. But gosh, that's a tough pill to swallow.
It is for all of us. You know, I was raised on the parade grounds before football games as a kid, tailgating. And you know, look, back then, tailgating was a little bit different than it is now. It's bigger and better, and it's a boisterous kind of thing here in Baton Rouge. And yeah, it is a tough pill to swallow. It is one of the big sacrifices that we have to all make collectively in order to have fans in that stadium and on this campus. But I won't lie to you, it was tough to make that announcement. That was not something that we wanted, but we absolutely understand and why that has to be, and it does have to be for now.
We're talking with Robert Munson, the Senior Associate Athletic Director at LSU. What else do you want to share with fans as the Tigers begin to defend their national championship tomorrow at 2:30 in Death Valley?
There's a couple of other important things that are a little bit different for fans this year, Dave. But I think one of the main things is we're reducing our parking lot significantly. Clearly, with only 25% of capacity, we don't need all the parking that we normally have. So go to our website, check the updated parking map, know where you're going to go, because all parking lots this year are going to require a permit, and that includes free lots. So our ticket holders who are accustomed to parking in free lots would have already been contacted by the ticket office and given a permit. But if by chance there's anyone out there that has a ticket to the game tomorrow and has not yet taken care of their parking permit, again, even for free lots, please contact our ticket office and get that done, because you will not be able to park anywhere on campus without that permit.
What do you say to the 75% of fans who would have been in that number who can't be right now?
We can't wait for you to come back in 2021. That's what we'll say. But in the meantime, enjoy yourselves at your homes. But here's the thing, too. Our businesses, our local businesses, they need our help. They need all of our help. So if you're going to enjoy the game on TV with a burger, why not do it at your local restaurant, local bar, wherever you can go, wherever's open with their own capacity limitations? Let's support those businesses, because they need us. I know, particularly here in Baton Rouge, this is going to hurt a lot for our local businesses here. So we're encouraging people, hey, go out and have fun. Do it at area businesses or in your backyard at home, but enjoy it on television, and we'll see you next year.
Robert Munson, Senior Associate Athletic Director for External Communications at LSU. Go Tigers! It is so exciting to finally have football back this weekend. We've wanted it. We've needed it ever since winning that national championship. And let's hope it's another amazing season.
No question. And look, thank you for helping us get the word out.
Robert Munson here on WWL. Thank you. Go Tigers. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. Your calls and text messages at 504-260-1870 up next. You think this Tiger team can repeat? You think they can make the playoffs? You think they're going to surprise a lot of people who are doubting them? Or do you think that they're going to surprise a lot of people who think they're going to be great and they won't be? What do you think? 504-260-1870. And you on board with this 25,000 fans in the stands plan? Does it make sense to you? Do you think it's going to work? Do you think people are going to follow the rules? You heard him talking about there will be an enforcement component, but they're really counting on people to self-enforce, to keep their masks on, to stay in their pods, as they're calling it, their area where they're assigned to seat, to be seated, and to not tailgate. You think people are going to show up and tailgate anyway? Yeesh, that could get ugly if they insist on tailgating. I'm Dave Cohen. Your calls and texts, 504-260-1870 after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.